And now, back to Jimmy Allen. The annual Transcontinental Speed Dash is about to start. 12 beautiful, slim airplanes are on the airport at Newark, ready to begin the long race to Los Angeles. Pilots have received final instructions on the qualifying run which is to be made. Every airplane entered must do 600 miles per hour or better. Jimmy Allen is first on the list. He is ordered to the starting line. Speed Robertson whispers a word of advice as Jimmy starts his engine and gives it a final test on the ground. But, strangely enough, the motor does not turn up properly. Something is wrong. Here we find him in the cockpit of his Monsoon.
I can't understand it, Speed. Not over an hour ago I ran it up and she showed 1,800 easily.
Well, something's happened, Jimmy, and we'll have to find out.
Look here, Allen. You'll have to get your ship on the starting line right now if you want to qualify and get in this race.
But, Mr. Warner, I've lost almost 400 revs. I couldn't qualify with my engine in this shape.
We can't help that. You're holding up the whole race. These ships must qualify and be on the line ready to start this afternoon. That's the rule.
Now, just a minute, Warner. Give the kid a chance. His engine was all right this morning. We'll have it running all right in a few minutes. It probably just needs some minor adjustment.
I know, but we have 11 other pilots.
Sure, I know all about that. I stand by for a couple of minutes. If the engine can't be fixed at once, that's a different story.
What about this, Rags? What's happened to this engine?
Hey, you got me, Jimmy. I can't figure it out. She was running like a sewing machine when you had it going before.
Now, you're the only one that touched this engine, aren't you?
Why, you ain't seen anyone else around it.
Listen to me, Rags. Did you or anyone else touch the motor since I tested it a while ago?
I ain't laid a hand on it.
Well, did anyone else?
Not that I seen.
Have you been away from the ship at all this morning?
Well, I...
Come on, Rags. Were you out of sight of this job at all?
Well, I did go and get a drink of water.
Oh, gosh, Speed. You don't think that anyone would monkey with this thing?
Ah, Jim, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of dough up on this race. But never mind that now. We got to find the trouble and fix it right now.
Let's run it up again. Maybe she was cold.
All right, go ahead.
Given that rotten luck, she won't move a rev over 1450.
I can't understand that. Now, cut your switches, Jim. Come on, Rags. Get on that engine. You got to find the trouble and find it quick.
I'll say you have. Get busy.
I sure can't figure that.
That sounds like carburation to me. She's not missing. Better check your jets and feed lines. Hey, Flash. Flash, come here. Come here and give Rags a hand. Jimmy's lost 400 revs on his engine.
Okay, Spade, be right over.
Hey, wait a minute. This is my engine. Nobody's working on this engine but me. What's the idea of calling somebody else in on this?
Never mind that, Rags. You got to get this Monsoon turning 1,800. Now she does 1,450. And I can't qualify if I don't pick up those revs.
You got to find a trouble quicker. It's too bad for Jimmy.
Come on, Rags. Let's have a look.
I was afraid of taking out a brand new engine like
this. Save that till later, Rags. Let's work now and talk later.
Hey, hand me that screwdriver, Flash. I'll get the cowling off on this side.
Now, look here, fellas. You may have to tear that engine to pieces before you find the trouble. We can't hold up the trials any longer.
Well, I think we'll know in just a few minutes, Mr. Warner. If you can just wait that long.
I'm sorry, Allen. If it was up to me, we could have all day. But I don't make these rules.
But look here, Mr. Warner. Why not go ahead with the trials? Let the next pilot on the list make his run. If I'm not ready by the time the 11th ship is down, well, I'll call it quits.
I'd like to do it, but the rules read that any pilot who does not have his ship on the starting line at the proper time will be disqualified.
That's quite true, Mr. Warner. But the rules also state that a pilot may be moved down the list of qualifiers if agreeable to all pilots.
You sure about that, Allen?
I certainly am. It's included in the rules that were printed on every entry blank.
Hey, you're absolutely right, Jim. That clause isn't a rule.
Well, let me see. I'm not sure about that point.
Well, I've got a set of rules right here. Here it is. You can read it yourself.
Thanks. Now, let me see. Here we are, paragraph 4, qualifying test.
It's down there about the third sentence.
Yes, here's something about it. Pilot shall make qualifying runs in order of receipt of entry. Any pilot who does not have his airplane on starting line at proper time shall be disqualified. However, any pilot may be moved down the list of qualifying positions if such change is agreed to by all pilots entered.
I believe that's clear enough, Mr. Warner.
Well, I guess you're right, Allen. That clause escaped my attention.
Mr. Warner, I hate to ask any favor of you, but I believe if we can only have a little time, it'll save us from being put out of the race.
Call the pilots together, Warner.
I'll get them all together.
Oh, gee, Speed. Maybe I have a chance yet.
That's a good thing you knew those rules, Jimmy. Otherwise, you'd have been out of the Vanderpool Cup race.
Remember what you told me a few days ago. study the rules until I could read them backwards.
Yeah, it never does any harm, does it?
But say, all this talk isn't getting that engine running. Oh, golly, Speed, I wonder if we will be able...
Hey, Jimmy! Hey, wait a minute! Hold that, Rags. Don't touch that carburetor.
And what is it, Flash?
What's up? You found anything?
Say, Jim, have you changed the setting of your prop lately?
My prop? You mean the propeller, Flash?
The prop?
Yeah, the prop. The thing that goes around in front of the airplane. Ever hear of it?
Why, I changed it 2 days ago at the factory. It's set just like I want it.
And you ain't touched it since?
Of course not.
And she was turning 1800 with it set like it is now?
Well, certainly. I ran up the engine an hour ago and she showed 1800.
Come on, what's in the wind, Flash? What are you getting at?
Well, that don't seem right. I never saw
it. Come on, Flash. You're going to help me with this carburetor, aren't you?
Don't you lay a finger on that carburetor or anything else.
Oh, we ain't got no time to chew the fat.
Now, wait a second, Rags. Go ahead, Flash. What about that prop?
Well, I think I found your trouble. What station was your prop set at? At the factory, I mean.
We put her at 15, Flash. I know because I tried her at 15 and a half and lost a little speed. So we moved her back to 15.
Yeah? 15, huh? Well, she's sitting at 12 now.
Great guns. Are you sure, Flash?
At 12? Oh, you must be mistaken, Flash.
Well, take a look for yourself. No wonder your engine wasn't turning up.
Come on, let's have a look, Jim.
Why, that's impossible.
Well, here you are. See that? She's right on 12.
Now, by George, it is. You see that, Jim?
He's right, all right. But how in the world
could... Of course your motor wouldn't rev up properly with a heavy setting like this. It's a miracle to get 1450 out of her. Brother, that baby has power.
But how in the world could... Say, Rags, did you fool with this propeller today when Speed and I went to the pilot's meeting?
I ain't touched that prop, Jimmy, since you had a set at the factory.
How did it get in this position then?
I'm telling you, Jimmy, I don't know nothing about it.
Somebody had to move it. Listen, didn't you tell us you left the ship to get a drink of water?
I wasn't gone long, Jimmy. Honest, I wasn't.
Well, you don't have time to argue about that now. Here comes Warner and the pilot.
Oh, you're right. How long will it take to change the prop back, Flash?
Well, a good half hour if you do it right.
Will you make the change? Rags will help you, and Speed and I will talk to these fellas.
Sure, I'll do it. Should be ready in 30 minutes. Come on, Rags. Get out your prop wrenches.
Now, let me talk to this guy, Jim. I know him.
All right, boys. We have all the pilots here. Maybe you'd better explain this, Alan.
Thanks, Warner. I'll give him the dope. Boys, one of the gang here, Jimmy Allen, has had a bit of tough luck. He's first on the list for the qualifying runs, and, well, he's developed a little trouble with his engine just as he's starting down to take off. Now, we found his trouble and can have it fixed in 30 minutes.
What do the rules say about that?
That's just what I'm coming to. The rules of this race will allow any one of us to be moved down the list, providing the rest of the pilots agree to it. Is that correct, Mr. Warner?
That's right, Speed.
All right, there'll be no reason to hold up the runs. Number two on the list can make his run and so on down. And if Jimmy can't get ready by then, well, he'll just have to be disqualified.
That's fair enough. You know, something like that might happen to any of us.
Sure, we're all going to have some tough breaks before we get to California. So let's help each other out when we can.
That's the right idea.
I guess we all feel the same about it. So if that's the case, we'll tell Jimmy to go right ahead.
Just a minute, Speed. I'd like to say a word or two.
What's on your mind, Wings?
Well, I feel like the other boys, Speed. I'd like to help young Alan out, but there's another side to this question.
Just what do you mean?
Every pilot here's had plenty of time to do all his testing. In fact, that's part of this racing game, to have your ship and engine right when you get here. Now, just because some kid's careless and brings a ship in here that ain't fit to fly, you want to start breaking all the rules to help him out.
Now, that isn't the case, Wings. Jimmy Allen's engine was running perfectly early this morning.
Yeah? How do you know, Speed? You wasn't here. I seen them working on that ship early today. Just like they was having trouble with it.
I think I can explain that. Wings Wagner is right. We were working on the ship early this morning, but there was nothing wrong with it. I got in late yesterday, and we were just cleaning it up and making a final check on everything.
Come on, Wings. What difference does it make to you whether you run your trial 10 minutes ahead of time?
Fellas, I don't want anything that I'm not entitled to, but well, if it doesn't inconvenience anyone, I'd like a chance to qualify my ship.
Now, let me tell you fellas something. I've been on these races before. We start breaking a rule for one pilot, and pretty soon everybody's doing as he pleases. Now, if it's that kind of a race, we might as well tear up the rules and have it every man for himself.
Look here, I'm not asking anyone to break any rules for me. I wouldn't want that kind of a race. But as I understand the rules, I'm allowed the privilege of delaying my qualifying run, provided all you fellas agree. Now, if there's one of you who does object, well, I'll just have to drop out of the race.
Boys, if this was a case of carelessness on Jimmy's part or any pilot, as far as that's concerned, there might be something to what Wing says. But I happen to know differently. He just had a rotten break.
I don't see much sense to making rules if you don't stick by them.
Come on, give him a break.
Gentlemen, we'll have to decide one way or the other. We can't hold up the Vanderpool race while you get a half dozen lawyers to settle this matter.
I feel sorry for Alan, but at the same time, any pilot coming to a race of this kind should have his engine running right before he ever lands on the field. This guy's planned for an engine company. Looks to me as if this monsoon outfit would have something that ran right before they sent it up here.
There's not a thing wrong with that engine.
Well, Alan, if there's nothing wrong with it, why don't you get out on the line where you're supposed to and qualify?
Wings, every man here is willing to give Jimmy a chance but yourself. What's the matter? You afraid of that monsoon?
I ain't afraid of any ship on this field. Come on, let's take a boat. I'm tired of stalling around here.
We'll have to take a boat, gentlemen. We can't delay any longer. All in favor of giving Alan the delay, say aye.
Aye.
Remember, gentlemen, every pilot must agree before we can allow this readjustment of the schedule. All pilots not in favor of allowing the delay say no.
No!
Does this mean the end of the race for Jimmy? There's action, danger, adventure ahead. Don't fail to hear the next episode in the air adventures of Jimmy Allen.